This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1203. Crystal had no time for IELTS, still got a 7.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Do you feel like you will never have enough time to prepare well for IELTS? Not to worry. Crystal worked full-time and prepared for less than a month and got the scores she needed. Get ready for some ultimate motivation on today's show. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a super inspiring guest voice for you today. Crystal, can you introduce yourself, please?
Well, I'm Crystal Paroli. I took my IELTS exam last July 23. I'm actually living and working here in UAE as a nurse.
Okay, fantastic. So we have a lot of Three Keys IELTS students who are Filipino nurses living in the Middle East. Yeah. Before we get to your amazing scores, I'm curious, why? Why do you have to take IELTS?
Actually, I am applying for work in USA as a registered nurse also.
Okay.
Actually, I just had my exam last January. I started my review last January and took my NCLEX around April.
Okay.
And then thank God I got it. And after that, I started planning to review for IELTS since May, June, like that.
So you prepared for IELTS for like a couple months then, is that correct?
Actually, I enrolled in Three Keys IELTS around June, I'm not mistaken. And then I took my IELTS around July 23, roughly a month, or actually less than a month because I'm working full time. I cannot really study every day.
Okay.
And then
this is amazing, Crystal, because
really?
It is. Well, yeah. It is, though.
Even me, I couldn't believe it that it's, my scores are amazing. Or
okay. Yeah. I just, we will announce your scores in just 1 minute, but I just want to, want to put this into a inspiring context, which is a realistic context for our listeners and our viewers on YouTube. Because, guys, Crystal, less than a month to prepare for IELTS, okay? And working full-time as a nurse, which I might add, like, is not a, you know, non-stress job. So guys, I just want you to just to think about that for a second, because no matter what your situation is, guys, you can do this, right? I mean, so many challenges. Adults have so many challenges.
Yes,
and guys, totally. You can do this. Okay, so Crystal, what were your scores?
Recently, I got 8.5 in listening.
Okay.
Yes. Reading, 6. But that's
okay.
Fine. And then writing, 7, which is really unexpected.
Amazing.
And speaking, 7. Overall, it's band 7.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Was that the first time you took the test or did you take the test before?
Honestly, I took UKVI. But that was like 2019.
Okay. Yeah. So that doesn't count. So much happens in like 3 years, especially these 3 years. Like that doesn't matter. Okay. So you said your writing score was surprising. Why were you surprised to get a 7 on writing?
Actually, Miss Jessica, up until now, I'm wondering why and how it happened.
That's amazing.
Honestly, I actually practiced like once or twice in our course. Yes, that's it. I mean, guys, don't follow me. Practice a lot. But for me, because I really don't have much time, and you know, after work, you're really tired. And
yeah,
I mean, it's a 12-hour duty.
Oh my gosh.
That's why.
Yeah.
And then you just have to make time to practice and review everything. But in writing, really, when I saw my scores, what? Writing seven? Really? Oh my God, I couldn't even believe my eyes.
So why do you think that is? I mean, was it the, actually, like the templates or the, like,
yes.
Yeah.
It's Jessica, your templates did the magic.
They are magic. I'll yes. say that much. Okay, so tell us about that though. Like, did you memorize three templates, and like, what kind of work did you put in to the writing preparation?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have my notebook here. Because
yay.
Every time I watch your, I mean, the course, when I do the course, I really jot down notes.
Awesome.
So in writing, awesome. I put everything, especially the words you gave, the phrases. I mean, how to describe the graphs, the map, everything. Yeah. I mean, actually, I only memorized the idolized words because I know they're special. And totally. They are high level.
You know, okay.
Those who are in the standard.
Totally. I'm going to like pause you there real fast because I have a couple notes quickly, guys. Something to think about for Crystal's story. Busy people get more done. Right? Like, this is a phrase that has always resonated with me because when you are super busy, any time you make for something like IELTS preparation, you are even more focused because you know you don't have enough time. You know what I mean? So like, this is why we multitask. Like, for example, when I go to the gym, I'm never just like standing and breathing or whatever. Like, I'm always doing something. If I'm on the exercise bike, I also have two weights in my hand and I'm in my hands and I'm doing this at the same time. But this is what you have to do when you're a busy adult preparing for IELTS. You have to make sure you're choosing the correct materials and then focusing hardcore on just those, like nothing else, right?
Yes. And also, I remember one thing you said, Miss Jessica, that you have to have good materials. I mean, legit. You know, I mean, there are a lot of reviewers online, YouTube, you just search it.
And so many.
A lot, at tons, yes. But you have to rely on something that is really, I mean, you when you, what I mean, what I'm trying to say is when I watch your videos, I can feel your heart in every videos. I mean, guys, the secret here is you just have to love English first. I mean,
that's a good point. Yes.
Yes. Because you're not just trying to review for IELTS. You're trying to do yourself a favor for the future because you will use English in your work.
Exactly.
Right?
No, totally. No, that's another like big idea though for students to write down and put on their wall and keep in mind.
Yeah.
You are not learning English for IELTS. I mean, yes, you are right now, but this is for the rest of your life. And like IELTS is an English test. You must dial that in, put the effort into natural, real English, not textbook English, not test prep English, real English, if you're going to get a 7 or higher, and be ready for after IELTS. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and also it's helpful when you listen to native speakers, actually.
Of course.
That's number one. Aside from hearing the right pronunciation, you're also like, somehow it gets in you how to speak, right?
You know what? That is an interesting observation, though. I think there is something to that because let's compare if you are listening to something made for students, right? Like I mean, there's great websites out there like ESL Lab. Yeah. I recommend it for our three key students to practice listening.
It's your study plan.
I mean, that's a great website, but that's made for students. So when you're listening to like, you know, something like that, like Amy buys a camera or whatever, when you're listening to that, you're not connecting to it on the same level as listening to a comedy podcast that you like, you know? Less English will sink in when you're listening to just stuff for students, right? And it's not going to push you to that natural level. Mm. Hello, future IELTS 7 and hires out there. Guys, if you want to be as confident as Crystal in your preparation and on test day, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Guys, I made this with all of my examiner knowledge, everything you need, and no time wasters. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So what did you find were your favorite ways to connect to real natural English? What do you like listening to? What do you like watching?
Well, number one is your podcast.
Just kidding. Yes.
And then I find myself really watching just anything in English. But one thing that I really followed is the 60 Minutes Australia.
What's that?
I mean, they are reporting different kinds, not crimes, but different stories about some people, some mysteries and all, some arguments.
Oh, okay. So yeah, because in America, we like 60 Minutes is one of our oldest news programs. So I think it's like that, right? Is it is it video or is it just audio?
Actually, it's video and it can be audio also.
Yes. Oh my God, news programs like that are fun because they dive deep into like the story of the people. Yeah.
Yes. And also I downloaded the podcast you told us in the study plan.
Yeah.
I forgot what's that? What's the chat? There are many actually, Hidden Brain. Everything you suggested, actually, I followed in the study plan. But actually, I was not able to follow it as in every day because of work. But what I did during my off, I will do the 5 days or 6 days in one day.
Oh my God.
Like that.
That sounds so hectic. You must have been actually exhausted.
Not really if you're enjoying, right?
That's awesome. Okay, like here's another great point though. If you're enjoying what you're learning and what you're studying and what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. It's the same with like work. Like right now I am technically working, right? But like this is enjoyable, obviously. Yeah. But it's the same for IELTS, guys. That's why the study plan, the 3 Keys IELTS study plan is vital if you're going to push that English, push those scores, because like Crystal said, it's in there. It's listed. The most fun podcasts that I also like, the sitcoms I like, the, you know, like everything is in there that you need. So you enjoyed most of the podcasts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Especially of course the exercises. I did some exercises, especially I chose to do the computer base. Uh-huh. What I did is actually in listening. Oh, can I jump to listening?
Yes. Yeah. Talk about whatever you want, Crystal.
No, because I just remembered I booked an IELTS exam through computer base. Mm-hmm. And then I used to review or do some practice tests paper base.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I did is as you said, there's no difference with paper-based and computer-based practice tests. But what I did is I used the computer. I mean, I used my laptop to practice because it's computer-based. You have to have the feel and how to answer the listening questions.
Yeah,
through typing, right?
Exactly. I mean, completely.
That's what I did.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, here's a thing that we've talked about on the podcast before. When you are preparing for the exam, In your test practice, you have to make it as much like test day as possible. Yes, so listening is a great example. You have to prepare by listening to something on a stereo, on a boombox, on a speaker, because the speakers in test centers can be weird and surprising if you're not used to that. Same with computer. That's why we have a whole Three Keys IELTS course just for the computer test. Yes. So you can do all of your practice like that.
Actually, it amazes me. Miss Jessica, how did you do that? I can practice like I'm really in the computer-based test.
Yeah, no, it wasn't easy. Lindsay and I had to do a lot of research to find the proper platforms. And the first step was I actually flew to Canada. I went to Victoria to take the computer exam because it wasn't here yet. And from there, we could replicate. That's a great word for mimic or copy. We could replicate it for you guys.
It's really helpful, Miss Jessica.
Awesome. So I'm not surprised that listening was your highest score at an 8, because it sounds like that's the skill you most like identify with. So that's fantastic. So speaking 7, let's talk about this lastly, because speaking is also, I mean, speaking and writing, like these are the two usually biggest challenges for students. Were you nervous on the speaking exam?
Actually, a few days before my exam, I'm really anxious. I can tell that sometimes I can't even breathe thinking about it.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. But actually, the anti-anxiety plan in their course really helped. I mean, I just really had myself encouraged with that rocket.
You have you to rock it, man. I love it.
One thing that really helped me is I had my friend, which Jaisal, that really became my speaking buddy for a day or two.
Cool.
She's a friend from long before college, but she really took time to help me. So hi there, thank you so much.
Shout out to what's her name?
Yes, Jaisal.
Jaisal, shout out to Jaisal.
Yeah. She's actually a nurse in UK.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome. Yes. So here's the last observation I'll make. Support. You're talking about your friend Jaisal, right? I know in my life, I would not be as happy as I am without the support of my friends, for sure. Yes. But in preparing for IELTS, guys, it's great to find. Yeah, you have to speak out loud. That's it.
Actually, sometimes before I walk into the room, can I channel Miss Jessica Beck? I mean, because it's really lovely how you speak and your intonation is perfect, 100% incredible, right? Then guys, actually what I realized is you can do that. You can mimic Miss Jessica Beck. But for me, it became powerful when you just be yourself, when you speak.
And that is for all of life, natural. By the way. But yeah. yes, definitely. Guys, when you can be yourself in English, I think that is the ultimate goal of everyone outside of IELTS, right? Mm-hmm. Be who you want to be in life in your first language. But if you can do that in English, you will get a 7 or higher on the speaking exam. The confidence of being yourself. You have stuff to say because these are your real ideas. Don't try to, you know, think, okay, how would Jessica answer this? Or what does the examiner want to hear? Right? Like, that's not you. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Totally.
As you say, you have to share your personal experience as to improve your intonation, your fluency.
Yes.
You know,
100%.
It will come.
And you got a 7. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, as we say, which is a weird idiom. But all right, Crystal. So before we finish up today, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
It's an honor.
did you have any last advice, any last thoughts for people out there preparing for IELTS that are maybe listening to this and they're like, how did she do that? Like, I can't do that. Any last words of advice?
Enroll in Three Keys IELTS.
Okay, I love it. I did not tell you to say that, and thank you very much. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com. Oh, go ahead. Something else?
No, I mean, just be confident and yes. Do your best and give time to practice and speak up. I mean, it really gives you the courage to speak when you practice.
Yes, yes. I think that is an enormous mistake that happens a lot. Sometimes students tell me that they're having trouble speaking, right? It's difficult. Mm-hmm. And yes. They say, but I listen to all these podcasts and I watch movies, and why is it still so hard for me to speak? Because that's not speaking. Listening is great. Mm-hmm. It does add to your skills. But guys, you have to speak English out loud as much as possible to be prepared for that 7 or higher on speaking, for sure. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That's keys, of course. We got the general course, academic course, computer course, paper course, whatever you need, guys. The online course is right now waiting for you. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Crystal, we are so proud of you and we're so happy you came on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tim. It's an honor. It's an immense pleasure.
All right. Well, good luck in the U.S.
I hope to see you.
Oh, yeah. Drop me an email. We'll hang out. It'll be awesome. All right. Yes. Bye, Crystal.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.